Are you guys here?
I gotta say that I definitely saw it going another way.
Everybody, I guess I want to say welcome to Meet My Friends, the Friends, the Friends recap. I can't even concentrate on it anymore.
I can pick up the title for you. This is Meet My Friends, the Friends, Strongcast podcast. Tom, go ahead and,
It's a friend. I think we're doing the wedding, second part of the wedding one or something. Yeah. I don't even remember.
Yeah. This is the season finale of, season four, the wedding. It doesn't even matter,
honestly. Yeah.
No, this is Pat. We're contractually obligated to still record this episode today.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all awaiting our sentences.
Yeah.
What does that even mean? Awaiting sentencing.
Let me just say, for people who aren't up to speed,
I'm surprised Keith didn't brief you on that.
Keith sped away.
Yeah, with your money.
I know, Pat. I know.
Yeah.
I saw the court case going a lot differently than it did. We were all three, in a nutshell, because I'm not going to belabor this. All the cases got thrown out except one, which is not either any of ours. It's Don Strong. I've never been so. He destroyed me in court, and I don't know what to even think. I hope I'm not going to jail.
I can't do jail. I'm too fragile for jail. I couldn't survive. I never got into podcasting. I never wanted to do this to end up in jail.
Yeah, I'm with you guys. I'm sorry. I'm sorry it went down like that. I guess we're all in the same boat. So,
sinking boat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, sure.
It's a good metaphor. Boat. We're all in the same boat. We're all on it, sinking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was harsh.
The judge smiled while doing it. It's like he knew Don.
Yeah. You think?
Oh, it's a small town. It's a small town with powerful people that all know each other. I think we learned that the hard way. So, speaking of contractual obligations, I am contractually obligated to read today's sponsor, which is sports. Tired of rooting for the home team? Why not embrace all the teams and every single sport? You'll never grow bored if you're locked into every sport that ever was. Is chess a sport? Sure is. How about bowling? You better believe it, baby. It's spelled out like that. Badminton? Yes. It's all sports and it's all fun. When it's in caps, I'm supposed to like hit the word. So that word has been hit. So come on down to Funky Town, stupid. That's not coming from me. It's in the copy for some reason. Sports. It's a bunch of games, including baseball. Get hooked for sports.
You guys don't think that we'll be sentenced to just continue to do this show, do you?
Like, I have no idea. I thought I was gonna. I was so prepared to gloat.
Oh, me too. I can't believe I said that I wanted the judge to shoot you. That's what I felt before all this, but I don't feel that now.
Oh, you probably still do.
I don't. I honestly don't, Pat. I don't. I know I have done some incredibly crappy things, and that's not just me saying that to get back in your guys' good graces. I get it. When you're this down and when you're this defeated, you know, some truths come to light. I've never felt like this. I've never been filled with so much fear for my future.
You know, I was mocked by both of you, I believe, particularly for not getting a lawyer, for representing myself.
Yeah.
I'd like to set the record straight there that...
it's okay, Pat. I know.
That maybe I was right. And if I have anything about me, it is my savings account.
I mean, honestly, Barnes didn't even show. Just Noble was there. Tom, I was shocked.
I don't know what happened.
They would usually just send one lawyer. I think that's how they work.
But this is a huge case. This was the biggest case to ever hit the podcasting world.
But I think they would just send one lawyer per case.
Okay. Yeah. Either way, we lost. And we lost big.
Yeah. And you guys also lost the big bucks, I guess I could
say. I'm broke. I don't know where we go from here. I don't know. I saw my future being very different than this. I'm doomed.
If I think about it, there's not a lot of optimism left, maybe for any of us, but you know, we might as well mention the episode, right? Might as well mention what today's episode should be.
I don't wanna lose everything. I worked so hard. I worked so damn hard for all of us. Keith Kleinfeld, my lawyer, he just got in his Chevy Tahoe and drove away, and I was on the steps crying. That is so sad.
Yeah, I know.
You know, it's kind of apropos, considering everything the three of us are going through, that the episode that we were supposed to review today is the one with Ross's wedding, because...
Pat, I don't care. Ross goes to the wedding. He says, Rachel, instead of I do the wed, I take the...
Yeah.
Rachel instead of Emily. That's the episode.
It's mirroring what's happening to us.
Like, I thought the judge was going to say, you win.
And then Monica and... Chandler hook up for the first time. That's it. There
yeah,
you go.
I mean, you know, our case doesn't have a hookup, but I think the, you know,
Pat.
Anticipation of getting one thing and getting another is very, very much a mirrored incident here.
Pat, don't get me wrong when I say this, but nobody cares. Nobody cares. This show is done. We have no future here anymore. It's not our show. We all, at different points in time, thought the show was ours. It's not anymore. It's clear. The judge ruled. It's not ours. So where do we go from here? I don't even know.
Now I don't know either, but go ahead.
I'm just saying, and now I get this email. Are you guys seeing this?
Since we left the courtroom, yeah, my email is back. So I let me check.
I don't have a laptop. Noble took my laptop.
Noble? Yeah, well, I mean, Keith took my Tahoe. That was my Tahoe.
Yeah, okay. I got the email. You.
What's the email say?
I can't believe it. I cannot believe it.
This is from the desk of Don Strong.
Son of a
to the, I guess it's, he's just addressing us as the
people
associated with Meet My Friends, the Friends.
And then in parentheses, it says the loser three.
Effective immediately.
And this is all three of us?
Yeah.
Yeah. Effective immediately after the recording of this episode, I guess he means today's episode, I am assigning a producer to Meet My Friends, the Friends. You will all report an answer to this person from now on.
He goes on to say, you are contractually obligated to see the podcast Meet My Friends, the Friends, until its final season. So I guess that's our sentence. The podcast producer's name is Danny. They will start with us soon, I guess.
Okay, so I guess we're going to meet. How did I get here? I just wanted to do a friends podcast because I saw all these other people just cleaning up, doing these different podcasts that were very simple, and the best show seemed so complicated, and I just wanted a little piece of that pie. And now I turn around and I'm broke. I have no idea what this judge is going to say. I just wanted to do a podcast that would put some money in my pocket.
What am
I going to do?
I finally wanted some notoriety for doing podcasting for all these years. Just a little something for me. I wanted people to say that Jason Gore's going somewhere. I don't know where I'm going now, except for probably jail.
I just wanted to share my love of friends and share that with the world. And if I'm being honest, I just wanted to be friends with you, Tom.
Well, we all got off target. We all ended up in a place we did not think we were going to be. And I guess now, if we're lucky enough to stay out of jail, what do we got, a producer coming in?
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone named Danny.
Apparently they're going to run the show. They're going to call the shots.
Okay. You know what's interesting? You, Keith was CC'd on here. Mm-hmm. And one of your lawyers, Tom, was CC'd.
Noble
was CC'd. Yeah,
Noble.
And somehow he got my parents' email for me. They're CC'd. My mom and dad. It's really sticking it to us.
Yeah. Well, everybody, do we have to do an ad?
Well, we did the ad.
I can't even remember anymore. I don't care. I don't want to go to jail.
I want to say it's, I mean, I'm not saying it's like I'm not going to see you guys. I mean, it sounds like we have to do the show no matter what happens. I hope there's a world where we can all kind of get on the same page again.
I'm sorry I rubbed it in that.
It's okay. You're feeling feelings, Pat.
I wasn't necessarily as broke as you guys, but
no,
I'm sure it's coming.
It's okay.
I'm sure
it's coming.
They'll find a way to take my money too. So yeah. I have it for right now. Who knows?
I want to apologize for the crack I made about saying you guys were going to do a show called Meet My Friends, The Felons. That was a low blow. And I realize it now. Yeah. So
truth be told, I was picturing the font, the Friends font and the colors for Felons.
That'd be nice.
And I kind of,
yeah,
I smiled a little, even though I shouldn't have.
I want to apologize about the scenario I had running, where I was going to have both of you kidnapped right after the court case and hogtied and put on a boat to Russia. That was a real thing. I called it off from the stairs because I was really, really sad. I hope we can get past that.
Well, thanks everybody for listening to season 4 of Meet My Friends of Friends. And I guess we'll do another season, and I guess we're going to have a producer now that we answered. I don't know what that's going to be. I don't know. I just wanted to get a little bit of the glory that all these other podcasts are getting. It's all I wanted. Thanks for listening.
I guess, I mean, it's the end of the season. Let's just play the music out, right?
I got one last apology. It's that I'm sorry I didn't remember off the top of my head when I was put on the spot what apartment Monica
20.
It was 20. I was about to say it, but okay, fine. Yeah, it's 20.
It's okay.
Yeah, and 19 is Chandler. And
I'd also I mean, if we're still doing them, I'd also like to apologize for, now there's a goof. I know that both of you equally hated that segment, and you were right. It's a bad segment. It kind of brought the show down.
Yeah, and the pop culture references that had nothing to do with it, and Janice, mentioning Janice every episode, was also bad. look, let's just, maybe this will be a fresh start. Maybe Danny's cool and maybe we can rebuild ourselves a little and, you know.
I don't have any hope. This is over. Life is over.
I'm just going to say this. I love you guys.